nobody ever refuses now to come to McGill, but a substantial number of people aren't available at the end of July. People do go on holidays and so on and so forth. So that the programme doesn't represent at all.
But with all due respect, Doctor, resources. Resources, time, availability, none of those are gender specific. None of those really address why such a male-dominated panel of speakers were assembled. And as I say, I mean that with utmost respect. None of the reasons that you've given so far would sort of point to why there's so many more men and so few women. And we also understand Roisin Shortall, Catherine Murphy have already pulled out. There's one of the male speakers, a professor, who's already threatening to pull out also if the gender imbalance is not addressed. What I'm getting at here is that if this surely at this point, this is almost even putting question marks over the festival, is it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it does put question marks over, and that's the real sad bit of this, that all of this work would be in vain. And I'm thinking particularly of those people in Glentis and surrounding area who have bookings from all over the place. There were friends of mine saying to me yesterday they couldn't get a place to stay. So those are the people I'm thinking of, and I just can't. It would be easy for me to say, sorry, let's forget about all of this and walk away from it. I can't do that in all conscience. So I've got to do whatever it takes to remedy the situation. And whatever it takes, we'll do. And we'll get more women onto panels, even though they're all completed at the moment. Because there has never been any anti-women policy, not in anything that I've ever done in public life.
But I think I read a quote from you today where you said, at times it's difficult to find the person with correct aptitude for some of the topics.
Well,
what did you mean by that?
That was a mistake, and I've already said that's a mistake of using that word, and it's not what I meant. But whatever it is, I've always been in favour of promoting women. I believe a part of this problem is coming from the fact that not enough women are in public life, but and still not, in spite of all the politicians now saying they would need to look at the Doyle, they would need to look in at their own house. I don't want to enter into how this happened, what had happened, what my attitudes are. All I can see is 6 months of work that I have put into this going down the drain. And I can't allow that to happen. And I had meant this to be my last McGill, but I didn't want certainly to go out on such a note. And so I am going to get a few friends around, seek advice from people who are in public life, and remedy the situation as far as we can.
Okay, stay there a second, Joe, because there is a bit of upset as well that maybe the huge talent and pool of women in this county alone, and I could furnish a list of journalists, people involved in economy, business leaders, people involved in all manner of fields, not just politics, because looking down the list, it's a lot of journalists, a lot of columnists that are male, and there are equally, if not better, women in those roles. But there is upset that even maybe the pool of a female talent, or indeed male talent in this county, that hasn't been drawn on. If you don't mind, just a quick word. Sinead, is it Sinead?
Yes, Greg, how are you?
A quick opinion from you, Sinead. Good morning to you.
Good morning. What I want to know is, I mean, not one woman from Donegal Together for Yes or the Abortion Rights Campaign. One co-founder of the Abortion Rights Campaign is Cathy Shields here from Donegal. Why are they looking only at these people who are TDs or journalists in national newspapers. There is a pool of talent, and I'd like to know why there are people, these people, why women haven't even been talked to in the abortion rights campaign or in Donegal Together for Yes.
On that specific issue, is that your question as opposed to more generally speaking?
Well, broadly, I think the McGill Summer School is becoming more and more irrelevant each year, and that's quite obvious from the lineup this year to everyone. I mean, the only time, to be honest, I've ever gone to the McGill has been to go and protest outside it. Mm. So I have never actually been inside it, but I have heard and I've heard the talks and I've seen the lineup. And this year, particularly, is spectacularly poor.
Okay.
And given that
it's
the 100 years of the vote and the referendum that we just had, I think it highlights it specifically this year.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, I don't know if it was a conscious decision not to tackle that issue. I notice in the notes, as close as you get to mentioning it, is recent events in Ireland. Was it a conscious decision to, firstly, sort of not maybe address the outcome of the referendum? And the second part of that question, I know it's always had a national feel to this event. The second part to that question, why were no Donegal women approached to take part?
Well, on the abortion thing, we're not dealing with it. The referendum is
Why?
Over. The people have had their say, rightly
Why?
Or wrongly. You agree with it or disagree. And now it's over to the legislators to draw up the necessary legislation.
What you're saying is that you don't want to deal with abortion?
And looking forward to the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road. It is true, a session on the Catholic Church in Ireland and where it's going.
That is
a question for the future and a question... a very important question.
I think it's a huge cop out.
But this is your.
Yeah, it is.
This is your
opinion.
Okay.
And with respect, Sinead has answered the question.
Views as you do. So.
Okay.
But either way, you don't have to agree on views to tackle the issue. You could have had two speakers of different opinions, whether they be on one side or the other.
But the point is, Sinead, in fairness, the point is that it's looking forward, you say.
At McGill.
Okay.
We have to choose the issues, and they're based on things like the future of our economy and where jobs are going to come from. And what about our health service? And what about the cervical check debacle?
Vicky Phelan is due to speak.
Or scandal, or whatever you want to call it. These are important things for the future. And what kind of government are we going to end up with in the future?
Yes. And wouldn't you think that there would be some leaders in the abortion rights campaign and the Together for Yes campaign who may well be making up some of that government and some of that local government? Wouldn't you think that would be an important thing to highlight?
Well, maybe so, but that's not... I don't run this country. We simply do the simple McGill Summer School.
No, but that's it's not very forward-thinking of you, is it?
Yeah. Well.
Okay, Sinead. Listen. I appreciate it, and you've made your point really strongly, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
I don't think so either.
The context of this convo, Sinead. We'll speak again. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. So, Joe. I mean, look, I it's an event I've attended. I do know that you're very passionate about it. I don't think there's anything deliberate here, but what you are faced with is men threatening to withdraw, women already withdrawing as speakers. It's always an event that's always sort of the quality of the speakers that are present there is the importance of it. What I'm trying to say is as we approach, it's not far away. McGill Summer School is the story. What do you do about that?
Well, the fact that we're the story must say something about us and must say something about the achievement that we have here in Donegal, that it has put for a week now, for the past certainly 20 years, Glentis and Donegal in general on the map, and it has brought people to Donegal that never would have set foot in Donegal.
True of the politicians, no doubt about that.
So, I mean, we have a crisis here. What do you do in a crisis? You sit down with hopefully a couple of people around you, and you decide what is it that we must do.